listening to the Potato Podcast, presented by Columbia Media Group. You can listen to past episodes on thepotatopodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. If you enjoy the episode, be sure to give us a like and leave a review.
This is Dave Alexander with the Potato Podcast. We are at the Potato Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're looking at some different new technologies and products, and we've come to the BASF booth. And they've got a new fungicide, and I'm talking a brand new fungicide. It's called Provisol. And with us today is Curtis Rainbolt and also Stephen Brocious. And we're going to get a little bit of information on what this product is and what it does. So, Curtis, let's start with you. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. Tell us about Provisol. Am I even saying that properly?
Yes, you are. And thanks for the opportunity to talk about Provisol. It's something we're very excited about at BASF. Provisol is our newest fungicide. We received registration not too long ago for use in potatoes, so we have a full federal and state registrations now. The reason we're excited about Provisol is one of the major diseases that potato growers face is early blight. And if you look at the history of early blight, we're very heavily dependent on just a couple of classes of chemistry or sites of actions of fungicides. And the good thing about Provisol is it is a highly effective product for early blight, and it utilizes a site of action that's really not used much in potatoes. It's a group 3. It's an isopropyl azole chemistry, and that's something different. That's the first and only one of those isopropyl azoles. So it doesn't really maybe mean much to the grower, but it does mean that it's a new class of chemistry that's highly effective and gives us a valuable resistance management tool, which is something we need to be aware of.
Okay, so do we want to explain a little bit about FRAC3 and these different classifications?
Yeah, that would be great. So if you look on your fungicide label, there's going to be a FRAC code listed. And if you're talking a product that's a BASF product, for example, called Endura, which has been around for a while for control of early blight and white mold, that's a FRAC group 7. Some other products out in the market, say Omega, is going to have a different FRAC group, or a Luna Tranquility product is going to have a 7 and a 9 on it. Provisol is a group 3, and there are a few group 3s registered for use in potatoes, but they're really not utilized, mainly because they don't provide the high level of disease control that you get with Provisol. So not only is Provisol a site of action we're not really using, it's given us equal or greater control than any of the other products that are out there.
Okay, so you're ready to go with this product. It's out there. It's available. It'll be available in the spring, I guess. You're shipping it?
Yes, Dave. It is fully labeled. We have a federal registration. We have all the state registrations. One thing to be aware of, though, in potatoes, because so many potatoes do go to export markets, we're currently working with processors to make sure we're on the approved list. So if you're in an export potato market, just want to check with the processors before you use this. And that's the case with any new product.
So speaking of the export market, the MRL type market, does FRAC have anything to do with that? Does your different FRAC levels?
No, the FRAC really is no indication as far as its acceptance in foreign markets. The FRAC is a way of simplifying where in the fungus the fungicide is actually doing its job and killing the fungus. And the reason that's important is if we repeatedly go to a single site in that fungal organism, one small genetic mutation can allow that fungus to no longer be impacted by the fungicide. So you can build up tolerance, or just that fungicide flat out won't control that pathogen any longer. So in the case of early blight, if you go way back, one of the first products registered was highly effective was Quadris. Quadris was extremely effective. It's a group 11, but that was the only site that was used. And after, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, you see a decline in performance from that fungicide. Then along came Endura. Endura was highly effective, but slightly tapering off over the years, the efficacy of it. The next product in the evolution was Luna, kind of brought it back up. But if you took a sample from fields now where Luna's been used extensively, you might find a few pathogens that are less sensitive to it. So a product like Provisol, we're not saying just only use Provisol. In an ideal situation, we'll continue to use an Endura or a Luna in a program background with Prolosol.
Okay, and it's just all about resistance and fungicide resistance and keeping new product out there and
The product out there. In addition to using these products, we want to use protectants in there. That's our EBDCs, our chlorothalonils. It's important just to get multiple sites of action out there for any pathogen. Same thing goes with herbicides and weed resistance. You know, we want to use as many sites of action as tools as we can.
And so obviously if the growers have questions and they can contact their BASF rep and they can get a program squared away for them.
Yes, please do. Yeah, it's a great product. We're very excited about it. It's really going to bring a lot of utility to the growers.
Okay, Stephen. Stephen actually lives at Research Triangle Park in North Carolina and is on the research side. Do you want to add anything to the story today?
Yeah, absolutely. When we look at Provosol and the active ingredient in Provosol, BASF designed that to be a fungicide. We call it built to last, and it is a product that has long residual control. So what we're saying here is that this product, when you put Provosol out, you're going to have some flexibility in terms of dealing with the complexities of farming. So when you get bad weather and you can't get in to spray the field, the residual power of Provosol is going to have your back, so to speak. Same thing with equipment, weather, and a lot of complexities come into farming. We think that Provosol can really help the farmers to have an easier time in managing their operation. One of the other things about Provosol that I think growers are going to find interesting is that this longer residual allows them to use the product early in the season when the canopy's not fully developed. So as the canopy continues to develop, you're going to have a foundation of protection with Provosol in that lower canopy that is really hard to access even when you have good spray techniques. Final thing that growers really want to know about with Provosol is not only does it deliver the top-notch early blight control, but our research shows around the country that when you use Provosol early in the spray program, you not only get the better disease control, but you also get higher yields with Provosol.
All right, so awesome. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. And growers, look for this new fungicide called Provosol. Dave Alexander, and we're still at the Potato Expo, and we are now talking to Jeff. Jeff, what's your last name?
Shaw.
Jeff Shaw, and Jeff Shaw is with Greentronics. Greentronics, as most of our readers know, has some pretty interesting precision equipment, and Jeff is going to give us an update on what is new with the company.
Yeah, great. Thanks. So they've been doing the conveyor scales for a number of years now. And what they've done to make the conveyor scales a little more useful is they've added a cloud service with that that's available. So what that means is you can use a conveyor scale and have your data that the scale collects be pushed up into the cloud and make that available on your cell phone, on your PC at home. It generates reports of the day, how many pounds you've packed away, how many what different fields, what different varieties that you've gone through in your cellar. The data that's processed goes into a map as you fill a cellar, and with a little bit of dimensions and help provided the Greentronics, they can take the flow rate data and the dimensions of your cellar, and based on the bulk density of potatoes, they can generate a map that shows how far into the cellar you've filled. So not only do you get the weight data, you can also see a visual of how far you filled into the cellar.
And so that you can get a new truck ready or ready your crew to start putting it.
Yeah, you know, some guys use it kind of like that. They can monitor their operation from the main office. They can put it up on a big screen TV. We've seen that to kind of see how everything's going. They get a real-time update about every hour of how things have changed in the cellar. But what's also valuable is it gives them a record of what went in there and what conditions it went in. So, for example, the guys using this, they put a temperature sensor on there as well.
Yes.
And they can find hot spots in the pile. So as you're pulling potatoes out of the cellar, you have a map you can see of where those hot spots may have been. So if there's a problem, an issue as you're pulling potatoes out of the cellar, you can trace that back to what the conditions were like. Did they go in hot? What day it was? What field did it come from? That kind of information is available. In the past, that's only been available through the RightTrace system, and there's quite a bit more investment in that system. But now all you need is a conveyor scale and an Android device hooked up to your scale to push the information to the cloud. And now you can benefit from some of the things that the RightTrace system offers, but is more expensive. So,
wow. So this company just keeps innovating. They're out of Canada, and we're always impressed with Greentronics innovations. Always new. So I want to thank you, Jeff Shaw, for being with us today. And we'll look forward to talking to you some more in the future.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
My pleasure. This is Dave, and we are still at the Potato Expo, still talking to people with new products and new things that we're seeing here. Now, Nanocal from Oro Agri actually came out last year, so it's not brand new, but they have gotten feedback and new feedback, and that's what we want to talk to today with Corey Sunby. This is feedback from growers that have used the product, and also their Trifecta line of products, which is three products in one, right, Corey?
Yeah, thanks, Dave. The three products we talked about with our Potato Trifecta are OroRZ, that's our soil adjuvant product, followed by our Encourage NanoCal, which is our calcium product, and then followed by Wetsit, which is our foliar adjuvant product. So grower feedback starting from the ground up. First thing I'd like to talk about is our OroRZ, that's our soil adjuvant. It's a lot of growers have started using it in their in-furrow applications with fungicide and insecticide. That soil adjuvant, it'll help reduce the surface tension, help get good coverage around the seed piece. With our adjuvancy technology that we have, when we transition into NanoCal, that's given us a great vehicle to help get that NanoCal in and around the root system and allow that uptake that we get with our very unique submicronized calcium particle size. So we found that there's a very positive synergistic approach to starting off with OroRZ. We got our soil adjuvant with that fungicide and insecticide, and that creates a nice vehicle to get that NanoCal there and help get the uptake. It's very critical that we get it right with the timing. You know, we said last year and we continue to promote that we want it, you know, 1 to 3 weeks prior to hook. And I think we felt, like I said, that positive synergistic effect we've seen with having that adjuvant there, it definitely helps with the NanoCal. It's a good pairing system amongst the two. And prime example, I was just talking with a grower here recently. He had 1,000 acres of potatoes. We gave him some demo product. He put 50 acres of Encourage NanoCal out there. And when he came to harvest, it was the only 50 acres out of the whole farm that he did not have any hollow heart issues. So we're finding these unique things as we have discussions with potato growers across the area. Like I said, it seems we've seen it, and now we're trying to get growers onto that program approach of the trifecta, starting with OroRZ, you know, getting good health, good start, alleviating some of them soil-borne diseases to help with the fungicides with spreading and follow it up with the NanoCal, and then again as the season goes on, pair it up with Wetsit for the foliar for the wetting, spreading, penetrating capabilities that we got there.
All right, well, very good. I can tell you with my personal experience that people are very interested in the NanoCal product. Our podcast that we did on it last year did very well, and we got a lot of positive feedback about it. So Corey Sunby, you have one last thing you want to visit with us about?
Yeah, I'd just like to encourage everybody to download our app. We got a unique app. It's Oro Agri. So just search on your Google Play or Android device or iPhone. It's got all our products listed there. It's got product literature, product labels, product videos that quite frankly do a terrific job of explaining the technology we have. And if you have any questions, all our contact info is available there, available on our website, OroAgriUSA.com. So feel free to research that and give any of us a call, and we'll help you as best we can.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you for visiting with us today. Um, So we are still at the Expo, at the Potato Expo, here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And right now, we have come to the Syngenta booth, and I am going to visit with Glenn Latendre. Did I say that right?
It's Glenn Latend, yes.
Glenn Latend. And so we've been looking at new products and new ideas, and what Syngenta has new going on is MRLs now allow in-furrow application of one of their fungicides. So Glenn's going to talk about that.
Yes, well, thank you. Just to let you know, I'm the Agronomy Service representative for Southern Idaho, and I've been working with Syngenta for a long time. Of course, we know Syngenta's had a long history of introducing solid products, solid fungicides in potatoes for growers. And this year we are looking at, we're really excited that Elatus has been now cleared for with MRLs, and growers are able to use Elatus in furrow for rhizoctonia control in potatoes now across the U.S. So really excited about this this new development.
And so you will have better efficacy with in-furrow rather than foliar treatment?
Well, with rhizoctonia, of course, most growers often have to plant into some rather adverse conditions in the spring. We typically often encounter cold, damp conditions, really conditions ideal for rhizoctonia control. And rhizoctonia is one of those diseases that can impact potatoes from germination. It can impact germination. It can eventually, at the end of the season, actually determine what kind of size and distribution and quality of potatoes that you get. And so the only time you have to really control rhizoctonia is at planting. And one of the ways, of course, is using Elatus in furrow at planting.
Okay, very good. So Elatus in furrow is the new thing happening. But we've also got another, this is a brand new product we're going to talk about next, a brand new Syngenta product. It is only available at present in Colorado and the Red River Valley.
That's not right. I mean, it is registered across the U.S., but currently the markets that are where it probably applies best is in Colorado and some of the regions in the Red River Valley.
So what do you mean? Well, first let's talk about what the product is. It is called Vibrance Ultra Potato and seed treatment, correct?
That's right. It's a liquid seed treatment that we have introduced into the market. There's been some requests from certain growers to have to provide a seed treatment, a liquid seed treatment that does not have an insecticide in it. That's why we've introduced Vibrance Ultra. It's a formulated product. It contains three different fungicides, and gives the grower the opportunity to either apply an insecticide later in the season, at hilling, or maybe, as in the case of Colorado, as I explained, they don't have Colorado potato beetles, and their only real concern is aphids that appear very late in the season. So it allows them to hold off their insecticide application till very close to the timing where they actually need it. So that's how this product kind of fits. But it has three fungicides in it.
Okay, I see. I was curious why you thought it was just to be used in Colorado.
Yes, I mean, in a lot of the other regions, of course, Colorado potato beetles is a major concern, and we also have other insects that impact the crop very early in the season. So we all know that by putting an insecticide on a seed treatment early on in the season gives you that early season and some residual control that allows you to go without having to apply an insecticide till much later in the season. So when you don't have those insect pests early in the season, then it kind of makes sense that growers may want to use another seed treatment.
Very good. All right. Is there anything else you want to mention today?
Well, I guess what I wanted everyone to realize, that, as I mentioned earlier in the talk, that rhizoctonia is a really nasty disease that can impact germination, even crop stand. We know how stand is important to establish early in the season. So a combination of Elatus along with a good solid seed treatment such as Cruiser Max Vibrance Potatoes or even the Vibrance Ultra that I've just mentioned will go a long way in preventing providing growers the best response to these fungicides. And we all know there's a lot of money spent on seed, and the potential in seed is best captivated when you can protect that plant and get a good stand early in the season.
Sounds fantastic. Glenn, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. It was my pleasure.
Hey, it's Dave Alexander. We are continuing around the Potato Expo, and right now we're at the Bayer booth, and we are talking with Monty Sorensen. Monty Sorensen is going to give us an update on their V plus M solution, which is Vellum Prime and Movento working in conjunction with each other. It's not new, it's about a year old, but we do have some new information and some results from actual growers. So, Monty, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, I appreciate the time.
Give us the V and M solution idea here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you mentioned, neither of these products are brand new. Movento has been on the market for quite a while. Vellum's a little bit newer. But what we've really found over the last couple of seasons is a season-long approach to both nematode protection as well as insect protection with these potato growers. And so what we're recommending for these products is an application of Vellum Prime, either in furrow or chemigation, depending on where the grower's located and their contracts with their processors. And then a Movento application or two later in season. And just with the way Movento works, it is a foliar applied product, but with its what we call its systemicity, it moves both through the plant and down into the roots to provide both insect and nematode protection. And that really provides a season-long approach to protecting the grower's investment in their potatoes.
So you're starting planting with nematode protection and right through the season. Have you seen a difference in results in furrow versus chemigation or foliar applied?
You know, we've seen really good results with both applications, both the in furrow and the chemigation. Depending on where the grower is and what their contracts looks like with their processors, really depends on which one we recommend. We probably, in a perfect world, we really like the in furrow application. But that isn't to say that the chemigation application isn't great as well.
So whatever is allowed by the processor is what they can do.
Exactly.
All right, so let's talk about some real-world stuff here. Obviously, you've been doing trials on both of these products for years, but what are the actual growers out there finding with the V plus M, and how is it working for them, yields and nematodes and that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start off with two things. One was kind of something that we saw that we weren't necessarily expecting, but we're really happy to hear from the growers, and that was about the ease of use of this solution, the V plus M solution of Vellum and Movento. And what we heard back from the growers was that they liked being able to go out and apply these products in ounces versus quarts. So they found that as a real time saving for them. They found it was easier to apply. Still had really good efficacy, and both of these products require lower personal protective equipment versus some of the other products that are out there on the market right now. So that was one, both from time savings and a safety perspective. And then one of the other things, which I think we like to focus on as well, is the yield and quality. So in some situations, we've seen yields as high as 8,200 weight above what we would consider their grower standard. So split a circle and they do their treatment on one side, and we do the V plus M solution on the other. Not to say that that happens every time, but we're really excited to see it when it does.
Absolutely. All right, so time savings, yield, quality, sounds like a pretty good program, and the trifecta right there. So anything else you can any other tips you want to leave us with today?
No, we appreciate all our grower support of Bayer, and we appreciate being at the Potato Expo and people dropping by the booth and saying hello to everybody. So appreciate your time as well.
Well, and we thank you for joining us today. And you might, I suppose, if growers are not using V plus M solution and need to find out some more information on that, what's the website?
Yeah, so we've got our Bayer website, and then, of course, they can always reach out to their local Bayer sales rep. They're always happy to help them as well.
Very good. All right, thank you so much for joining us today, Monty. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for your time, Dave.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only, and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests. Do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of Columbia Media Group or its affiliates.